Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Butthead, what's so funny? Hey, Beavis, did you see that? Did you see that post on the internet? What about? What's it about? What's it about, Butthead? About the ass dumbass. Yeah, did you see what it said? Well, what did it say? What did it say, Butthead? What did it say? What did it say? What did it say? ADA fails the disabled. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it all the time. I knew it. I knew it was a farce. And dumbass. It's a dumbass fart. Yeah. Now, when we go back to school, we can tell the principal to get rid of the ass dumbass. Wait a minute, you can't say that, Butthead. Why not? It's the truth, isn't it? Yeah, but you can't say that because the principal might think you're talking about him. Yeah, and then we'll just go home and go couch fishing all day. Couch fishing. Yeah. Boy, what cool things you could catch behind the couch. Yeah. One time I caught my father's old shoe. The old shoe. Yeah. What'd you do with it? I put it on. I went out. I had one sneaker and one shoe. Yeah. And all the girls were laughing at me. And somebody said, you know, you look like an ass dumbass. All right, Inner Sight Follies around the world, and it was quite a day. Oh, well, I'm not going to talk about it too much, but I think I'll save it for Monday. Mad or glad. Tell you what happened with the news thing. All right, Inner Sight, and I'll tell you something, boy, that ADA, that Americans with Disability Act, is so stupid. I was talking to my brother earlier before I went on the air, and he knew. Now, Phil's not much up on rules and stuff for the disabled, but he knew that the whole thing was stupid, that it doesn't do a damn thing for anybody. And it's so true. All right, the ass dumbass. Let's see. We got Norton coming up with Gleason. And Fred Sanford's going to tell you about the ass dumbass. Yeah. All right. Around the world. And Gabriel will be here. Oh, he's protesting the ass dumbass in a weird way. But, you know, he's weird anyway. All right, let's see. We got our engineer in here. We might be able to take a phone call. And, hey, we had trouble getting on the air, but being persistent paid off. I kept redialing, and here we are, live on Inner Sight Around the World, celebrating or not celebrating the ass dumbass, ADA. Yeah, that's what it stands for. All right, a lot of people celebrated that today. I don't know why. You know, it's really weird that the people who celebrated it, what do they get out of it? You know, how has it protected them? All questions that you've yet to get the answer to. Round the World in a Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Roar, little bear. Big East, the key to rescue.org. Check them out. And they had a little taste of the ass dumbass a couple of years ago when the Seeing Eye tried to tell them not to use their name. Well, I'm going to use it. Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye. There, how do you like it? What are you going to do to me? Seeing Eye, come on. Put me up the air. Let me see you. I'd love it. Give me more publicity than I ever had. Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye. Ass dumbass, Seeing Eye, Ass dumbass. Seeing Eye. Now, it's on the record that I used your name, Seeing Eye. All right, Big East, the key to rescue.org, around the world, 609-388-7004, you want to dial them up. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, want to know about an Akita? Ask Joanne. Hey, nobody starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. They had a little taste of the ass dumbass when they tried to get me a harness from the local guide dog school here. And they wouldn't even sell them the harness. ADA doesn't protect you on that either. All right. Just call it the ass dumbass. I think, didn't Joe Arion make that up? I forget now. I thought it was Joe who came up with that. You know? This show dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion. All right. Around the World in a Sight, Toro Law Center. You need a lawyer? Call him up. 631-761-7000. Gabriel might need a lawyer. Yeah. Well, he's in big trouble. I heard he pooped under somebody's bed in their house. What the hell kind of thing is that? We're going to talk to him about it a little later on, but going around pooping under the bed, and especially if he's got number 7, oh, man, that's bad. Not only does it go under the bed, it runs all through the house. Ew, that's disgusting. Shut up. Ew, you're a disgusting host on a show. You don't belong on a show. Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye, Seeing Eye. How do you like it? All right. Wonder what Pat Cooper would say about Seeing Eye. I think the people who run that place need a Seeing Eye. Or an eye seeing. Or an eye dog. They should have an eye dog rather than an iPad. Maybe they knock some sense in their brain. Or maybe they don't even have a brain. Yeah. I think the dog's smarter than them. The dog wouldn't mind if you say Seeing Eye. But right away they're with the legal stuff. What's the big deal with the legal stuff? Thank you, Pat. All right, In a Sight, around the world, brought to you by Toro Law Center, 761-7000-631. And let's see, around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them, protect them. Love a child the way my dog loved a child. There's the example. She's so great around children. It's like she wants to guard them and protect them and take care of them, you know. That's the Akita who loves children. They used them in Japan to guard children. Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't want to go near that kid. Hoo-hoo, you dirty. Anyway. Around the world, in a sight. Bacaro's Italian Tavern. You want to hang out over there? Oh, that's a nice place. Massapequa Park, New York. 1020 Park Boulevard. Massapequa Park, New York. Tom and Joe, the two guys who own the place. Oh, you can call them. 561-798-1555. Great food over there. And yeah, you can sit there and watch television. That's boring to me. I don't want to watch any television. It's always the same stuff. You know? Well, years ago, they used to have good shows on television. Now they got all this stupid, boring stuff. I don't know. Not for me. Remember that show, The Days of Your Life? Remember that? And all these old women would sit in the park, see? And then come 12 o'clock. Oh, I got to go. Oh, I got to watch the days of my life. Oh, I can't stay here, Gertrude. I have to go. All right, already. Go. I thought maybe you had to go to the bathroom the way you were running. No. I have to go watch Days of Your Lives. Remember that? I met years ago, by the way, me and the Harp, we met the soap opera queen. Nice lady. Anne Luring. Remember Anne Luring? Soap opera queen, they called her. She was on all the big, we went up to her apartment. She used to live on Central Park West. Get it right. Central Park West. And her son was disabled. They had him in the mental institution. Gracie Square, they called it. I don't know who Gracie was, but it was a pretty square place. Cut that out. Anyway, Gracie Square, and they wouldn't let this kid out, see? Well, me and the Harp went up there, and we pulled a good cop, bad cop on him, and we got him out. Yeah. I used to be the bad cop. Harp was the good cop. The psychiatrists used to be scared of us because they knew we had connections. In those days, it was easier. Had connections to major media, you know. And the media was always looking for a story. And here's the soap opera's queen kid in their hospital. I mean, what a story that is. You know, this woman's all over the television every day. You know what I mean? So they didn't want to mess with that. So they released the boy. And we got him out of there. Yeah. All right, In a Sight Around the World, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. What do you do with a guy who keeps burping all the time? You know, the graveyard, the Gabriel walks down the street. Hey, did you ever hear that guy on the I heard that guy one time on the internet. It was so funny. There's a guy on there. He's called the greatest farter. You ever hear him? Oh, he does these tremendous noises. You know, on the internet. I forget where I was in somebody's house and. And they put this thing on, and we're sitting there, and you know, I don't know how he does it, but and this guy is up there, and he makes a lot of money. This guy, you know, I don't know who hires him, but maybe people hire him to annoy people they don't like. Do you ever annoy anybody? Some people are so annoying. You know, you can make money with being annoying. You know, different companies hire annoying people to annoy the people who they don't like, who are trying to steal their clients. You ever hear that? That's true, you know. They sneak them in the back of the store and all that, or whatever it is. And that'd be a great job for Gabriel. He'd be good at that. I mean, he's a natural, you know. Well, the other day, this guy's an expert in mathematics, by the way. The other day, he disrupted the toilet in the coffee shop. Yeah, they had a big note on there. I couldn't read it, but the guy told me, "This toilet is out of order until further notice." And it didn't say why, but I opened the door and they came running. "No, no, no, Frank, the toilet, it's out of order. You got to use the ladies' room." "Oh, you know me. Make sure there's no lady." "Wait a minute, on second thought, don't make sure there's no ladies in there." So, evidently, Gabriel, we believe it was Gabriel, snuck in at night. See, now he knows how to work the numbers. You know these alarms now, they got all this digital crap, you know. And this guy's a mathematical genius. I don't know how he does it. He knows the number, the secret code of the alarm, where it turns it off and you just open the door and you walk in, nobody knows nothing. You know? So he goes in the bathroom, and whatever he did, I don't know what he did. He jimmied the toilet, threw something down there, you know. And now the big note is up on the out of order. Well, they finally fixed it. But anyway, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Out of Order. I mean, imagine if there was a company called Out of Order, you know, and they made signs for people who needed those signs, and you know, you call them up and say, "I'm out of order. Can you help me?" "Oh, you've called the right place. We help anything that's out of order. Now, what seems to be out of order?" "My wife." "Your wife? Oh, we have a beautiful decorative sign, all different colors, rainbow colors, that you can hang on her back." "Are you a maniac or something? What's wrong with you? You want her to walk around with a sign on her back that says, 'Out of order'? Well, if the shoe fits, wear it." She has plenty of shoes. What are you talking about?" Out of order. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? All right, we're going to have Lauren Hardy later. Maybe they'll do an out of order skit. Jackie Gleason, we got Fred Sanford coming up with the Ass Dumbass. The Ass Dumbass is out of order. We ought to get a big sign and hang it on the Congress down in Washington, D.C. ADA, Ass Dumbass out of order. You know. Yeah. I'd go for that. Put it in big, bright colors and raised print and braille and sound. Out of order. Out of order. Ass dumbass. Out of order. Get one of those little dwarf robots to walk around and, you know, out of order. Out of order. Oh, shut up. All right. Inner Sight What happened to my, where's my engineer? Engineer, where are you? I need some music. You cut that out. You know who had the most horrible voice in the world as a singer? When he sang, he had one big song, and after that they kicked him off. Nobody knows who it was. I'm going to tell you who it was. This guy had the most annoying voice as a singer. He was a great comedian. I mean, he was funny, you know. But as a singer, horrible voice. Jerry Lewis. Is Jerry Lewis still alive? I don't know. Jerry Lewis had the most horrible voice you ever heard in your life. He had a song called Rockabye Baby or some back in the 50s. Rockabye, baby, rockabye on the treetop. You know, the most annoying voice in the world. I don't know how the hell they ever let him make a record. Anyway, I heard a bunch of perverts bought that song. Inner Sight. Around the world, let's see. Who would I leave out? We'll save the Able News for later. But James Bahamonde, attorney, civil rights. Cut that out. Civil rights, Jimmy Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. If you need any civil rights advice. All right. Well, if you think you've been discriminated against, good luck. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, want to do a honeymoon skit about the ass dumbass. But evidently, our engineer is having trouble getting in here. So, the duck and the cat are here. And this is the Ass Dumbass Inner Sight Folly Show, dedicated to the misery of the Americans with Disability Act. Horrible thing. Doesn't do anything for anybody. Hey, Ralph, where are you going all dressed up? I'm going out, and I'm going to celebrate. You're going to celebrate? What are you going to celebrate? I'm going to celebrate the ass dumbass. Ass dumbass? Hey, Ralph, you know, a lot of people are very upset over that, and they don't like it, and... you know, it doesn't do anything for anybody. And a lot of people think we ought to get rid of it. It's a good idea, Norton. We're going to have a big meeting called the Ass Dumbass Meeting. Yeah. We're gonna sit around and talk about ways to get rid of it. That's a good idea, Rob. Who's going to be there? Me, you, and whoever else doesn't like the ass dumbass. What about those agencies for the disabled? No, they like it. They like it because it doesn't do anything for us. But it hurts us. Now listen, after the meeting, we're going to have three kinds of pizza. Three kinds of pizza? Boy, Ralph, it's a good thing you're on a diet. because when you see all that pizza, boy, you're going to get hungry. I'm not going to get hungry. I got a salad right here. Everything in this salad is good for something. Carrots for your eyes. Beets for your blood. Lettuce for your teeth. Pure little old pizza ain't good for nothing. Get out! Ass, dumbass. Well, Ralph, come on. We better go to the meeting. You're going to be late. Yeah. All right. Order. This is the official ass, dumbass meeting. Now, who wants to get up and testify as to how the ass, dumbass didn't help him?
I'll testify.
Gabriel.
Yeah. Well, it didn't do a thing for me when I was in jail.
You were in jail? What happened?
Well, see, I had this girlfriend, you know, and she was kind of weird, and she made all these weird noises, you know, and I wrote about her on the side of a building. I did this big graffiti, you know, a picture of her with the Squawk Man.
The what?
Squawk Man.
Squawk Man?
Yeah, that's my bird. And they locked me up. And I said, I need a lawyer. I want a lawyer. And they said, you can't have a lawyer because of the ass, dumbass.
You can't have a because of the ass, dumbass?
That's what they said. So I told them, I said, well, if I can't have a lawyer, I want you to click on Farts Incorporated. I want the Fart Man.
The what? The Fart Man?
Yeah, on the internet. Get the Fart Man, and he'll be my lawyer.
Are you crazy? Well, what happened? How long were you in jail?
I was in jail about a couple of days, and they let me out. And then that's when I was on the news.
On the news? Oh. Well, what do you think of the ass, dumbass?
Well, I think it's pretty dumb. Doesn't do anything for anybody, you know. Stupid. It's stupid, you know. They ought to get rid of it. Yeah, because I'm protesting the ass, dumbass at night.
At night?
Yeah. I'm going into people's, crawling into the, under the bed, and doing a poop, and I escape, and the ass dumbass can't find me.
Get out of here. Get him out of here. Ass dumbass. All right, who else?
Do I have a confession to make, Mr. Moderator? In the last fiscal year, I found $2 floating by me in the sewer.
What? What's that got to do with the ass, dumbass?
Well, it doesn't protect you. I kept the money and I got in trouble. And the ass, dumbass didn't do a thing for me. Is it everybody else?
Oh, don't listen to him. Sit down. Listen. I was driving the bus, see, and I became disabled. And they told me I'd have to go to court. Now, I went to court, and the fellow, the judge, you know, and all that, he said, reasonable accommodation says that you can't drive the bus when you're disabled. I said, why? Wait a minute. I can still see. I just got a little trouble with my legs, that's all. You got to put on special equipment so I can drive the bus. Ass, dumbass, you cannot drive the bus. How do you like that? I lost my job because they called it reasonable accommodation. Ass, dumbass. That's horrible, Ralph. We ought to stage a protest in front of that court and get you back your job.
Yeah, I'll be there. Can I do a little poop under the judges?
Get out! Get him out of here! Get him out of here! Get out!
All right, in his sight. Ass dumbass. Yeah. Sorry, we don't have any phones tonight. We don't even have an engineer or a co-host. We have nothing. Well, I'm here. What am I? Where'd that expression come from? What am I, chopped liver? Oh, that's a stupid expression, isn't it? What's chopped liver got to do with being annoyed? Maybe because it tastes horrible. Ooh, I wouldn't eat chopped liver. Ugh. Disgusting, isn't it? Anyway, we got Red Fox coming up. Remember, you do the Laurel and Hardy, too. Ass dumbass. Around the world. Oh, we're on television Tuesday night. Channel 20. Check us out. Tuesday night, Channel 20. 8 o'clock. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997. Turn that on. You'll be in Inner Sight Heaven. You like that? Yeah, you're a poet and you don't know it. Yeah. All right. 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 1, 2, 3. That's it. That's the television schedule. And, you know, one of these days we're going to shock the world. We're going to get Gabriel on television. You believe it? With his guitar. Yeah, I bet you didn't know Gabriel plays the guitar. Oh, yeah. Very talented guy. You know, can you imagine if years ago, if Gabriel was on the Jack Benny show, wouldn't that be funny? I could just see it now, you know. Jack coming out with his suit on, tuxedo, whatever he wore. He always had a suit on, you know. And, you know, with his, doing his monologue, you know. And, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. I'm going to bring on an unknown performer. You see, and this fellow, I mean, I heard him playing out in the street one day, you know, and the poor fellow was so devastated and cold and hungry that I was so moved by it, I gave him a nickel, you see, and ever since that day, I'm still trying to get back that nickel. So I told him, listen, look at now. You're going to come on my show and play a song because you owe me a nickel. And he agreed. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen, ass dumbass Gabriel. Come on. Come on out. Gabriel, where are you? Come on. Get out of there. Come on. Gabriel, will you come out here? I'm scared. I'm scared of the stage.
What do you mean I'm out here? Come on, I'll help you. Give me a hand. Will you get from behind that curtain right now? Come on, Gabriel. Where's your guitar?
I left my guitar home. I got too nervous.
You left the guitar home? Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Have you ever played a violin?
Violin? No.
Well, I'm going to teach you how to play the violin. Here. Now, hold it. Now, put your chin down. Slightly. That's it. No, not like that. Don't eat the violin. You got to play it. See? Now, just hold the bow.
The bow? I don't like bows. They kill people.
No, that's a violin bow. There's no arrows. All right. Now, strike the first chord. That's pretty good. Now, strike the second chord. Now the third one. Yeah, you sound like a dead cat who came back alive. All right. Now, let's see if we can play a song. Now, you follow me. I'm going to tell you which strings to strike, and we're going to play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary Had a Little Lamb? To hope it doesn't bite.
Will you cut that out? All right. One. Two. Three. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Get him out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabriel.
All right, a crazy, crazy show. I don't know who writes this stuff, but this guy must be in the insane asylum by now. Somebody came up to me on the street one time, you know, years ago. I guess they saw me on television, came up on the street and said, "Have you ever been in a crazy house?" I said, "Yeah, that's where I met you." Two guy, Abbott and Costello, did a skit. Where Costello was, they used to have a thing called the Susquehanna Hat Company, see? And it's so funny. I can't help laughing. And Bud wanted Lou to sell these hats. You know, and in those days, you know, you went out in the street and stand on the corner and you try to sell a hat. You know, so they're out there on the corner and this guy comes along, he says, and Bud started to push Lou and say, Go ahead, tell him about the hat. Tell him about the hat. Huh? The hat. Oh the hat, yeah. Would you like to buy a hat, sir? Uh-huh. What kind of hat? Oh, it's a very good hat, see. It even fits on your head. Fits on my head. Yeah. And this hat'll give you brains. Yeah, man, are you insinuating that I'm stupid? No. Just give him the hat. Where does that hat come from? Oh, it's a very fine company, the Susquehanna Hat Company. Susquehanna! Ah! Ooh. Susquehanna! That's it, Bud. Abbott, I quit the hat business for the rest of my life. Well, what'd you take that for? Why don't you defend yourself? What's the matter with you, Lou? Now listen, here comes another fella. Susquehanna. Something about that word they don't like. Susquehanna. Susquehanna. That's a horrible place. They use little children. They work them day and night, to their fingers to the bone, till the mother don't recognize them no more. And then they send them out into the cold and the ice, and they had to make the money, and they don't pay them. And the Susquehanna Hat Company gets rich, and I won't buy a Susquehanna hat if you kill me. Ah! Ooh.
Susquehanna. That was funny. All right. Ask Dumbass. The theme of tonight's show. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh. Fred Sanford. Yeah, the old Red Fox. No music.
What are you doing up so late, Pop?
Look here, I gotta go out.
Go out? It's midnight, 12 o'clock. Where you going?
I'm going to a meeting, and I can't tell nobody about it.
What do you mean you can't tell nobody about it? You my Pop, I want to know where you're going in the middle of the night.
Well, I guess I could tell you, because you're my son. You won't rat on me.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, see, some of us got together, and we don't like the ass dumbass, so we're going to have a meeting, a secret meeting, down in the basement of in Bubba's basement.
Bubba's basement?
Yeah. That's if he could get all the rats out of there.
What? Are you crazy? What are you going to try to do with the ass dumbass?
We got to get rid of that, son. That's no good. Messing people's lives up, that ass dumbass. You know, you go to court, and they got that thing called a reasonable accommodation. Yeah. Well, it's not reasonable to me.
I don't know, Pop. Going out there in the middle of the night, you're going to get in trouble. There's a lot of hoodlums out there, walking around, just waiting for an old man like you to come along. Hey, what do you mean, old man? How'd you like to get one of these across your lip? Ain't no old man. I know how to take care of myself. What do you think? When I came up, I was a heavyweight. Heavyweight? Yeah. I used to go down to the boxing ring and spar with all the big ones. Yeah, I even sparred with the champ, George Foreman.
George Foreman?
Yeah, me and the champ, we used to hang out. So don't worry about me, son. Anyway, Grady's going with me.
Yeah, Fred, you ready to go to the ass dumbass? Coo-coo-coo-coo.
Yeah, come on, Grady. All right. Now, everybody come to order. We're here at the Ass Dumbass meeting, and the first order of business is to figure how we're going to raise money.
Wait a minute. What do we need money for?
Well, you always need money. I mean, how are we going to get our snacks and eat and get our hero sandwiches? Yeah. We got to have money, don't we? How about you, Freddy? Can we use your junkyard to raise money?
What?
can't use my junkyard to raise no money. I ain't even got no junk in it. Well, we got to get rid of this ass dumbass because this thing is stupid. Tearing people's lives down doesn't give you no rights. Come along and one blind member denied a dog and the ass dumbass didn't do nothing about it. That's terrible. We're going to have to help him train a dog. Oh, well, look here. Tell him to call Inner Sight. Inner Sight, all right. Yeah, Inner Sight. Those people, they know how to train dogs, see? Well, this ass dumbass has gone too far. Create a law that don't help people. And it's even worse if you're disabled and black. Yeah. You got two strikes against you. Disabled and black. One more strike and you're out. Yeah. A fella, friend of mine, he says, I don't want to be black no more. I want to become Jewish. So he went to the rabbi, see? Look here. And the rabbi said, why do you want to be Jewish? You haven't got enough trouble. Yeah, and the ass dumbass wouldn't do a thing for him. All right, Inner Sight. And the ass dumbass, the stupid Lord, it doesn't help people. I've never heard of one case where the Americans with Disability Act has done anything for anybody. You know. Not a one. I mean, I'm sure somewhere along the line it's done a little something for somebody, but they sure aren't publicizing it very much. You never hear it in the news. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, apologize, we can't take any phone calls. The phones are dead. The show is alive. All right. The cat and the duck are here. But there's no phones. All right? And I feel bad because Louie probably has called in. He's probably listening. Lou, if you're listening, sorry about we can't get you on the air. Technical difficulties prevents us I'm getting you on the air. Now, the ass dumbass doesn't help us. Why don't they get us the equipment we need? You know, we're Americans with disability. They don't do a thing. What good is it? All right. Well, do you know what day it is today? No, I don't know what day it is, and I'm not sure I want to hear what day it is. Well, today is a very important day. Oh, it's your birthday. No, it's not my birthday. It's more important than that. Oh, it's my birthday. Will you cut that out? Your birthday.
Today is the day of the celebration of the ass dumbass.
Oh, well, if it's a dumbass, then why are we celebrating?
Well, because a lot of people don't know any better.
You see, they're afraid.
Well, what are they afraid of? Are they afraid of the ass or the dumb?
Never mind. They're afraid of talking against the government because the government gives the money.
Oh.
Well, why aren't we afraid?
Because we don't have to be afraid because our group doesn't get money from the government.
So we can do what we want.
Oh. Well, what about that ass dumbass now? Is it a good thing?
It's a horrible thing.
We've got to get rid of it.
You see, we shouldn't be under a stupid rule like that.
Well, how are we going to do it?
Well, we're going to go down and have a rally.
A rally? Say, Ollie, do we have a rally in the alley?
No, we don't have a rally in the alley. We have it in front of the Congress.
Oh, you mean the government.
That's right. Well, come on now. Let's go.
We don't want the ass dumbass anymore. Get rid of it. Give us the law that everybody else has. Give us our equality.
Say, that fella knows what he's talking about.
Why, certainly.
Pardon me, sir.
Are you a lawyer?
Well, what day is it?
Tuesday.
Well, on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, I'm a lawyer. Today, I'm a barber. But it depends on who you ask.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, if you ask the state of California, I'm not a lawyer. But if you ask New York State, I might be a lawyer.
Now, wait a minute. Which is it?
Don't bother me.
Oh, I don't think he's a lawyer, Ollie.
Well, he might be a little confused, but so's the ass dumbass. That's a horrible law, that ass dumbass. I'm going to go to court and sue and get rid of it.
Oh, can you do that?
Of course I can do it. I'm a lawyer, aren't I?
Well, what day is it?
That is Tuesday.
Well, you're not a lawyer today. You've got the day off, so you better start tomorrow.
Will you stop confusing him? He's confused enough.
Now listen. When you go to court, you're going to need witnesses.
That's right, I'll need witnesses.
When you've got me and you've got Ollie over here, and Ollie and Stanley, and all the people at this rally, you just bring them right in and line them up in the courtroom, and they'll all testify against the ass dumbass.
That's a good idea. I just hope we get a smart judge. Yeah. That would be a good idea. If somebody could take the ADA to court and get it dismantled and put us under the same law that everybody else is under, then they'd have to fix everything up and make it for everybody. Yeah, and the agencies would have to raise the money and half of the money from the government. That's how it should be. All right, in a sight around the world, celebrating the ass dumbass in our own way. All right. And let's see. This week, Wednesday night, we're going to do a show called How Would You Spend the Money? Yeah. Wednesday. Somebody asked me a question. What would you do if you had, all of a sudden, had a lot of money? Well, I know exactly what I would do. I'll talk about that Wednesday night. Tuesday's open mic. Monday's mad or glad. Hopefully we can get these phones open. And Thursday night is another show. We'll have to dream up the title. Oh, you believe Thursday's August 1st already? Wow. Next week. All right. In a sight around the world. Hope you had a little crazy fun. We just kind of ad-lib it and wing it. Swing it and wing it. And our phone, our Inner Sight phone number, by the way, if you want to make a comment, you couldn't, when you called in, you couldn't get recognized, we apologize. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Leave a comment. And, oh, by the way, don't forget about our friends at Able News. Able, the paper on and about the disabled, been around over 20 years. Great, great way to learn what's going on in the disabled community. Got a calendar of events, columns by different experts. You can find equipment in there. Sometimes they even have vans, you know, if you have the money. So check out Able News online, free subscription online, Able News. Check it out and look for our ad. We have to update that ad. Thank you so much for listening. And we got the show in. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. It's part of the legacy that Joe Arion left us, his saying. I'd like to inscribe it someplace forever. All right. Yeah, have a cool weekend, and thank you for helping us keep Inner Sight on the air. We appreciate that. And we thank Beccaro's again at Beccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard. Go over there and have a great meal and a good time. Tell them Inner Sight sent you. We'll be with you Monday night, mad or glad, around the world. Inner Sight. We salute all those who believe in Inner Sight. And all those who will believe. All right. Thank you. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.